Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting second. The second baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Hal McRae. Batting sixth. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting seventh. The DH, Harmon Killebrew. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting ninth. The catcher, Buck Martinez. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Steve Busby. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Al Bumbry. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting third. The right fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lee May. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Don Baylor. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting eighth. The catcher, L. Rod Hendricks. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Cuellar. And now, play ball. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Bumbry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbry strikes out. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a pop-up towards short. Patek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton takes first base on ball four. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mayberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry takes first base on ball four. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Grich catches it and throws to first to double up Mayberry. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor strikes out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rojas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a pop-up towards short. Bellinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger bunts towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Hendricks moves to second. One out. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Martinez for a passed ball. Hendricks moves to third. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bumbrey hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0 for 1 in the game. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 1 in the game. Patek strikes out. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 1 in the game. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich misplays the ball. That's an error on Grich. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mayberry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Singleton. Mayberry reaches second base with a double. Rojas moves to third. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Singleton for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Baylor hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 1 in the game. Northrup hits a fly ball into left field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuellar fires to first and has Brett trapped. There's the throw to Grich who tags Brett for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowens strikes out. 2 outs. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Brett. Robinson moves to second. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hendricks strikes out. 1 out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 0 in the game. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0 for 2 in the game. Bumbrey takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0 for 2 in the game. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 2 in the game. Patek hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Bellinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 2 in the game. Rojas strikes out. 2 outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 2 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Singleton takes first base on ball 4. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. May hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Singleton moves to second. 1 out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Baylor hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mayberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 2 in the game. Northrup strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Mayberry hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 2 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hendricks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Busby fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Bellinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hendricks moves to second. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bumbrey strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0 for 3 in the game. Grich hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis. Grich reaches second base with a double. Hendricks scores. Bellinger goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Orioles. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Singleton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grich scores. It's 3-0, Orioles. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Singleton moves to second. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Paul Blair now playing center field. Tony Muser now playing first base. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 2 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cuellar fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Wolford pinch hits for Buck Martinez. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Royals nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Stinson now catching. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 3 in the game. Baylor hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Orioles. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hendricks takes first base on ball 4. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bellinger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rojas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-3 in the game. Patek hits a line drive towards short. Bellinger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-3 in the game. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-3 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 4, and Kansas City Royals, 0. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.